Although March is over, we would still like to talk about intellectual disability awareness, which takes place throughout the month of March. People with intellectual disabilities want the same things as everybody else. They want a sense of belonging and purpose, and a chance to make friends and enjoy life. Unfortunately, many people are held back because of the stigma and bullying due to bullies' ignorance about the rights of persons with intellectual disabilities. This is why it is so important to raise awareness and break the stigma around intellectual disability. To talk to us about this topic today, we have Barbara Mayer from the Cape Mental Health. Welcome to the show, Barbara. Can you please explain to us who is Cape Mental Health and what work do they do with children with intellectual disabilities?
Thank you very much for having me on the show. Yes, I'm Barbara Mayer, and I'm the PR and Communications Officer at Cape Mental Health. Cape Mental Health is a mental health service provider, and we provide mental health services for persons with intellectual disabilities and those with psychosocial disorders. So March was Intellectual Disability Month, and this holds a very special place in the heart of Cape Mental Health, because we work so much with people with intellectual disabilities, and especially with children. We offer special education centers for children who don't have the access to be able to go to average schools. So we have got three centers in Cape Town that young people can go to, and they can learn skills according to their levels, and they can learn to grow and learn as they can. So we have that for the young children. And as they get older, as they become adults, we also have workshops. So we've got the training workshops unlimited. We've got workshops all over Cape Town as well, where adults with intellectual disabilities can go to, and they can learn skills, either be it life skills, or they can learn job skills as well. So in that way they can enter the job market if they have the abilities to be able to do that. Otherwise we just offer many services and support, as well as homes. So persons with an intellectual disability we have homes for adults as well, who maybe needs more special care than the families can provide, and so many other opportunities as well. Yeah.
March is Intellectual Disability Awareness Month. What is the significance of this year's theme, ensuring inclusion for persons with intellectual disability?
I think that stems from COVID especially, and the lockdown that we experienced for the past 2 years. Persons with intellectual disabilities can have a lower immune system than many other people. Not only do they have an intellectual disability, but they many have other health conditions as well. So, which meant on the one side that it was very high risk for a person with an intellectual disability to go outside. And that meant that they stayed at home. So what happened is that while they were staying at home, and while maybe all the centers for people with intellectual disabilities were closed, they didn't have the same opportunities to be able to go out and to interact with people, making their friends, seeing friends, learning, and this meant that they were even more isolated, more lonely. Now, other persons that maybe they would be able to, meet on their friends on the phone, and to be able to just chat or go to online school. Persons with intellectual disabilities didn't have that opportunity, which means that the exclusion that children with an average intellectual disability felt They really felt it so, so much. A child with an intellectual disability felt it so much, much more. Now, why it was important for this month was that exclusion is something, unfortunately, that persons with intellectual disability feel every day of their lives, because they are not part of the invited to the social groups, you know, going to schools and going to the events and the growing up of a person. So that in itself, that exclusion they felt, and that was double and even, you know, multiplied so much more because of this other disability that they had as well.
So Barbara, how are children with intellectual disability excluded from schools in their communities?
Well, schools are not set up. An average school is not set up to be able to, with the resources, to be able to accommodate a child with intellectual disabilities. You know, we have overcrowded schools at the moment. You know, teachers are very stressed. The resources are less. And a child with intellectual disability does need more support than a child with an average intelligence. So that is one way that they are excluded. You know, the way we would see if we could change that is that every school a child would be able to attend, but there would be concessions made. The same as you would have a ramp for someone that is in a wheelchair, or, you know, you would be able to assist someone that is visually impaired, but that you'd be able to have so that the child can go to the same school that their brother or sister is busy going in the area, but that you would be able to include them because you have got a you know, there's concessions, there's accommodations that are made for the child, and that, you know, you have teachers that are trained to be able to you know, work and really assist the child in their needs.
What needs to change so that children with intellectual disabilities can be included into communities?
The main thing that needs to change, I would say, is attitude. You know, once we change this mindset that if you don't fit into a particular box, then you don't belong. If once that changes, then everything else after that will actually come naturally. So if the first part of it is that we change on our attitudes towards persons that are different or differently abled, then the rest follows easily. Then it would be, oh, okay, I see that you are differently abled. I see that you have an intellectual disability. How can we accommodate you? So once we have a change of attitude, everything else will follow, because then already we have a mindset set in place that will be accommodating and you know, forward thinking or thinking how can we accommodate. But that in the case is not happening at the moment. At the moment it is, you know, this is what we have to offer, and you figure out a way to be able to reach this point of it, which means that there are very few schools at the moment for special schools for children with intellectual disability, and they can be extremely expensive or quite inaccessible to get to, and Cape Mental Health at the moment, we're bridging the gap, trying to make sure that the children that are falling in between the gap, that do not have the access or financial abilities to be able to get to these schools, are still being held, are still being supported, are still, you know, in an environment where they develop and learn. But that is what we basically imploring towards the public and government and civil society is that we can change our attitudes, and that we can become more accommodating, more open to thinking how we can accommodate different people.
What does Cape Mental Health hope to achieve in this campaign?
We hope to achieve awareness, a sort of a sense of consciousness. You know, I think attitude is the main thing that we are looking at. So that once that changed, then the rest will fall into place. Then there are very specific things that we would like to have. Inclusion in education. So as I was talking, that young people can become part of education. But it's also inclusion in community as well. It's not only education. That when we have a fun day or something that we're doing in the community, that we invite persons of all abilities to become part of it. And not just a little separate section. Okay, this is the separate section for a person with intellectual disabilities. But it doesn't matter what you're busy doing, you know, invite everybody that is around you. Every child wants to have friends. Every child wants to enjoy. They don't want to have that label and stigma that they are somehow different because they struggle to read. There's access to resources as well. Things like transport. I think that with the even something as small as there was the taxi strike, and I think Dial a Ride was hugely affected, which meant that the children couldn't get from where they wanted to be from home. And if they can't travel, that means they're trapped as well. That means that sense of isolation is there. There's also, when they get older, that there is opportunities. So what makes a person lose hope in life is when you don't see that there's a point of a future, or where's your place, where are you going to go? So it would be the opportunities for employment, for how you can go further in this world and your place of belonging as well. And then also access information. Cape Mental Health has an easy-to-read program to develop information, so it will be easier for persons to be able to who can't read, to be able to read and to be not to be able to read, but to be able to understand information. And we want the opportunity to be able to let this become as a movement, so that it's not unusual to see important information in ordinary text, and next to it a form of the way the information is put and is accessible, so that persons that struggle to read can also understand what is being said.
So how can we contact your organization?
Well, you can phone us. Our number is 021-447-9040. Or you can contact us on info@cmh.org.za. And look on our website as well. That is www.capementalhealth.co.za. So you can definitely contact us in this way. Otherwise, look for us on our Facebook page and then send a message, and we will contact you. We will reply to you and see we will see how we can assist you.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for joining me in studio today. I really enjoyed the interview.